بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The explanation or exegesis of Surah Al-Sharh. This will be number 94, chapter 94. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله سبحانه وتعالى states making his favors known upon his prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. Have we not opened your breast for you, O Muhammad? This exclamation, as the scholars of Islam had asserted, means exclamation of affirmation. This is the type which is known as exclamation for affirmation, meaning to affirm something. There is an exclamation in order to affirm something. And this matter, the exclamation to affirm something, is abundant in the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, haven't we, meaning affirming that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened his breast. This kind of opening of the breast, making it accommodate the ruling of Allah in its two types, making it accommodate the ruling of Allah in its two types, the legislative ruling, which pertains to the commands and prohibitions, meaning the deen, and the other is the ruling pertaining to the universal ruling of Allah, to that of the pre-decree, particularly relating to the calamities which may affect man. Why is this opening of the breast towards the shara, towards the legal matters of Islam? Why? Because the sharia constitutes matters that are in opposition to desires, and therefore man will find himself burdened to carry on and execute the commands of Allah, and he will feel burdened concerning the matters that are prohibited by Allah, because they are, alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, because these laws of Allah, the ordinances and the prohibitions, are in opposition to the desire of the self. And the self is ammaratun bisu' illa man rahima rabbi. It is inclined to evil except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed mercy upon, as in Surah Yusuf, chapter 12:53. Inna an-nafsa la ammaratun bisu'i illa ma rahima rabbi. Verily the the human self is inclined to evil except when my Lord bestows his mercy. And this self which is inclined to evil, لا تنشرح لأوامر الله, is not opened and at ease concerning the acceptance of the commands of Allah nor regarding His prohibitions. You find some people who are burdened to carry on the salah, to execute the salah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the hypocrites, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَ. When they stand up for salah, as in Surah An-Nisa 4:142, when they stand up for salah, they stand with laziness. And from mankind are those who salah is very light to them. They are so eager, they wait for the time when it comes. They await it. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The comfort of my eye has been made in salah. The comfort of my eye has been made in salah. So, الشرع, the sharia, the ordinances, prohibitions, commands, فيه ثقل على النفوس. Burden has some burden on the soul. Like for example, abstaining from the unlawful, it's hard, it's difficult on the self. There are people who like the prohibited things, like fornication and stuff, drinking alcoholic beverages and the like. So when the ordinances come to prohibit, they will feel unease, they will feel difficulty, they will feel burdened by the sharia. And from mankind are those whose breast opens for that and keeps away from that which Allah had prohibited. Look at Yusuf. Just imagine what happened to Prophet Yusuf, Joseph alayhi salam, when he was, when the wife of the ruler of Egypt tried to tempt him after she closed the doors in privacy and said, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Yusuf 12:23, and she in whose house he was, وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه, and she in whose house she was sought to seduce him to do an evil act, the haram, the unlawful. وغلقت الأبواب, and she closed the doors and said, وقالت هيت لك, come on you. He said, قال معاذ الله, I seek refuge in Allah, or Allah forbid. إنه ربي أحسن مثواي, إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. Truly, I seek refuge in Allah, He made me my, إنه أحسن مثواي, your husband is my master, he made my living in a great comfort, so I will never betray him. Verily, the wrong and evil doers will never be successful. So he sought refuge in Allah, in his Lord Allah, because this is a critical and difficult moment. A young man and this woman, the wife of the Aziz, and secluded place and safe, quote unquote, and human, so may be tempted to do something, and that's why he said, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ, in the next verse, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَنْ رَأَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. and indeed she did desire him, and he would have inclined to her desire had he not seen the evidence of his Lord. Thus it was we that we might turn away from him evil. And why? Turn him away from evil. And this illegal sexual intercourse, why? It's explained in the last part of the verse, إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Surely he was one of our chosen guided slaves. And we know in the authentic hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. Seven, Allah will shade in His shade when there is no shade except His. إِمَامٌ عَادِلٌ, a just ruler. وشاب نشأ في طاعة الله, and a young man brought up in the worship of Allah. And this also applies to the woman. ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد, and a man whose heart is attached, is clinging to the masajid. ورجل, this is the point of evidence now, ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال, and a man who refused the call of a charming and beautiful woman with high status and beauty for an illegal sexual act. فقال, in response he replied, refusing, إني أخاف الله, verily I fear Allah. ورجلان تحابا في الله, and two men who met part in Allah's cause only, اجتمعا عليه وتفرقا عليه, and they parted in his way as well. ورجل تصدق بصدقة, and a man who gives charity, فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه, so he hid it so that he, his right, his left hand doesn't know, is not aware of what his right hand has given. ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه, and a person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in privacy and seclusion, and his eyes shed tears. So the point here is, رجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله. A man, he refused the illegal sexual act with a charming, beautiful woman, and he said, إني أخاف الله, I do fear Allah. So from this we understand therefore that the opening of the breast to the legislative ruling is its acceptance and being pleased with it and complying with it, not as we hear by some whom I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide whenever you tell them about something, from the things we need to know about the prohibitions and the commands of Allah. You see them coming and saying, well, everything is haram, everything is unlawful, unlawful, don't tell me, this is restrictive, you people are being restrictive, and the like. The opening of the breast, therefore, is accepting al-hukm al-shar'i, accepting the legal command, being pleased with it and complying with it. Saying, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, when the proof and the evidence is presented and the textual proofs are given and presented, then his status will be سَمِعْنَا, we hear and we obey. And sometimes you feel yourself really having your breast opened to worship, and thus you feel doing it, and it's easy. You do it with calmness and solemnity and pleasure. And sometimes you yourself find it difficult, but you find like yourself burdened. But had it not been for your fear from the sin, you would not have done it. And when this is applicable with respect to a single person, then how about the others? Now, this is concerning the opening of the breast towards the legal rulings. What about the universal rulings pertaining to the free decree of Allah? The person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens his chest regarding his universal command, you will find him pleased by the preordinance of Allah, by his preordainment, at comfort with it, saying, I am a slave, أنا عبد لله, I am a slave to Allah, والله رب يفعل ما يشاء, and my Lord, on Allah my Lord, He is my Lord, He does what He wishes. This person, under this condition, you will find him always happy, enjoyment, free from worries and sorrows. He may be feeling pain, however, it doesn't reach to the degree that he will burden himself with sorrow and worries. And that's why it came in the hadith, the authentic hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, amazing is the status of the believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٌ, his affair is always good. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ, and this is for none except for the believer. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ, then he explained, the Prophet ﷺ, then he explained, he said, إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءٌ صَبَرٌ, if he is touched by calamity, he will be persevering, patient. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, and thus it will be good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءَ شَكَرْ, and if he is touched by happiness or joy, then he will be grateful. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, and thus it will be good for him. And therefore, from this verse, verse 1, شرح الصدر, the opening of the breast, meaning its opening and making it ready to accept and be pleased with and comply with the legislative and universal rulings, with the legislative and universal rulings of Allah. Not feeling restricted, not feeling burdened. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the highest chair in this. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. And that's why you find him the most fearing of Allah amongst mankind and most rigorous in his establishment of worship to Allah and most persevering on the pre-ordinances of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did the people do to him when he declared the da'wah? And what about the illnesses that touched him? He used to suffer the intensity of such illnesses as two of the regular men would suffer. Meaning it used to be intense on him, like as if to the degree of sufferings of two men together. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, once I entered and I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was suffering, and I told him, Ya Rasulullah, innaka tu'aku wa'akan shadeeda, O Messenger of Allah, you are really suffering in an intensely. قال أجل إني أعاك كما يعاك رجلان منكم. I suffer the likeness of the two of men of you together. Even the at the time of his death, it was very intense on him. Yet he was the most persevering. And perseverance is a high degree. It doesn't exist except with something that prompts its existence. As to the easy matter, then there is no perseverance regarding that. And that's why you find the prophets most amongst men, or highest amongst men, concerning the afflictions and trials. And then comes the next, meaning next to the prophets, and then the next, the more similar, the more intense, the more like the prophets following, the more intense it will be. Inshallah, we can stop here. This is the end of the first verse, and inshallah tomorrow we'll discuss some of the rest of the verses inshallah. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.